This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:42 on the evening edition with Hezril and Cam, and we're moving on to our next story. NGOs and civil society leaders have urged Bukiraman to basically implement police reforms and improve the integrity of our law enforcement agencies.
This follows a series of incidents that led up to 34 senior police officers to be transferred last month for integrity issues, as well as officers who were involved in illegal activities.
Right, and by transfer, that's, just to clarify, those are departmental transfers within the police force. And the Inspector General of Police, Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur, has said that Bukit Aman's management department is now forming special committees to, I guess, address the situation. So this means that the police will be screening its personnel who are qualified to carry out duties in specifically two departments, I believe.
Yes, these are what they are calling hot, in inverted commas, departments that deal with high levels of crime. The Criminal Investigation Department, CID, and the Narcotics Criminal Investigation Department, NCID.
Yep. And so the basic initiative is that those who are found to have taken advantage of certain syndicates or, criminal activities while they're on the line of duty would be transferred to others. So I think this has been an interesting one. It ties in with, of course, questions of police reforms, right? The IPCMC. And it's an interesting one because it's something that the police is taking, right? Versus something I think people are telling the government to regulate versus, societies or an independent board regulating the police.
Well, yes, but I mean, the police are policing the police, which is not necessarily what the public is in the best interest, perhaps, of the public. Mm. I mean, there are two different camps here. And so will the police come up with reforms that satisfy the public? Or indeed, does the public really care?
Yeah. Well, speaking of the public, if you, tell us what your thoughts are. Weigh in, share, call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. So after this, we're going to get some more insights and, look at exploring this over with Dato' Sri M. Ramachelvam, who's the chairman of the Bar Council's IPCMC Task Force. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:46. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Cam. And we're looking at calls for Bukit Aman to implement police reforms after several senior police officers were found to be involved in illegal activities in certain departments. And so Bukit Aman has set up a special committee to screen all police personnel and improve the levels of integrity in the police force. So to get some insights, we're headed now to the lines with Dato' Sri M. Ramachelvam, who is the chairman of the Bar Council's IPCMC Task Force. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Right. So, Dato' Sri, what do you think are the gaps that allowed these crimes to be committed, especially when it involves more than one police officer, with the example perhaps of a case in Bengkalan Chepa recently?
There are actually a myriad of reasons for criminal conduct or misconduct in the police force. Issues that contribute include the recruitment process, the training process, the disciplinary process, and the culture of impunity and non-accountability. The issues that continue to persist in the PDRM include abuse of power, corruption, and indiscipline, as well as drug addiction. These are matters that have been highlighted by the IGP and also the recent cases, as you yourself have highlighted. And the ongoing perennial problems of deaths in custody, police brutality, unlawful shootings. There is also a denial syndrome within the police force as an institution. And also what is commonly referred to as the blue wall of silence, wherein the police protect themselves. So these are the issues that exist within policing in our country.
The latest version of the IPCMC bill, tabled back in August, got some criticism by activists who felt that it was a watered-down version of what it should have been. Could you give us a refresher of what the bill includes and indeed what's left out?
Okay, the original bill was proposed by the Royal Commission to enhance the operation and management of the Royal Malaysian Police Force in 2005, wherein the IPCMC bill was one of the principal recommendations. The original IPCMC was envisaged to be an independent commission with significant investigation powers. It also provided for disciplinary powers to be vested with the commission. However, there was strenuous objections, and therefore the replacement was the EAIC, or the Enforcement Agency's Integrity Commission, with limited investigation powers, and it did not have disciplinary powers. After almost 14 years, in 2019, the then Pakatan government came up with the IPCMC bill, which was tabled in Parliament. It provided for investigation powers, although those powers were limited and not as extensive as the 2005 bill. The 2019 bill, however, provided for disciplinary powers to be vested in the IPCMC. As you have asked me regarding the IPCC bill 2020, that is the Independent Police Conduct Commission bill. This is a bill with limited powers. It has taken away significant portions of powers that were vested in the commission pursuant to the 2005 as well as the 2019 bill. It takes out anything and everything that is within the Inspector General's standing orders, which basically takes away most of the misconduct and offences that the police are liable or that commission would be authorised to investigate. With that clause taking away the powers of the commission on matters within the purview of the Inspector General's standing orders, it's my opinion that the IPCC will be rendered meaningless. And the most important thing, I think, that is absent in the IPCC bill that has been tabled by the government is the removal of disciplinary powers. Once disciplinary powers are removed and no longer vested with the IPCC, it will be an institution which is powerless. It will have only the power to investigate. It would not have the power to discipline officers. And it will be no different from the existing structure of the Enforcement Agency's Integrity Commission. The inclusion of disciplinary powers in the commission is a key factor or a key power that is provided for in both the 2005 and the 2019 bill. It's my opinion that without the disciplinary powers, the IPCC will not achieve the objective of bringing police accountability in our country.
Now, one of the recent cases of police misconduct is the Pangkalan Chipa case, where I mentioned just now. So, where a couple experienced a horrific instance of abuse by two uniformed officers, it's easy to imagine that trust would have been shaken amongst the police force, even if it's the case of perhaps a few bad apples. How do you deal with that broken trust?
Yeah, basically, trust is something that the police force has not enjoyed in our country. If one looks at the study by Senbet in 2018, It states that only 44% of Malaysians trust the Royal Malaysian Police Force. The recent shocking incident in Pangkalan Chepa and also the arrest of senior police officers for their involvement in the Macau scam and other infractions and irregularities and so on, in which the police have been involved, does not engender trust in the police force. The Royal Malaysian Police Force as an institution has to take serious and concerted steps to ensure that there is no abuse of power, that the police become an incorruptible institution, that the police abide by the rule of law, and that due process is followed. Issues such as death in custody, police brutality, unlawful shootings, corruption, abuse of power, and so on and so forth, has to be eliminated from the police force if the police are to regain the trust of the public.
Well, speaking of that, the IGP, Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badour, said that a special committee has been formed to screen police personnel who are qualified to work in specific departments, including the CID department. Now, in your opinion, is this a valid approach? Is this a potentially successful approach?
I believe it's an excellent proposal by the IGP. This is something that is welcomed. And that the IGP should be commended for coming up with this proposal. The proposal should also incorporate a system that includes background checks and periodic assessment of the personnel in this so-called sensitive positions. Further, the IGP's proposal should be refined to ensure that there is periodic job rotation among police personnel in sensitive positions. That is my take on this matter.
Right. And in the past, in the past few months, the public has had more contact with the police. You know, we've seen them at roadblocks throughout the MCO and CMCOs. And a level of trust and confidence is important for this relationship between law enforcement and the public. But you know, reading about these cases in the news will have likely affected public perception. What's your advice to people on this?
The pandemic has, of course, brought a new normal in our society. We have seen that greater powers have been vested in the police in the enforcement of the various movement control orders. The police play and continue to play an important role in ensuring compliance with the various restrictions imposed by the movement control orders. The public in Malaysia has largely trusted and complied with the directions and orders given by the authorities, including the police, during this pandemic. And this is something commendable if we compare with what's happening in some of the other countries. However, the cases in Pangkalan Chepa, the police involvement in the Macau scam and other cases do not engender trust in the police. The police have to ensure that cases such as these do not recur. It is imperative for police to have trust that an independent police oversight mechanism such as the ITCMC is established. With the establishment of an independent police accountability mechanism, there'll be greater trust in the police as an institution. And I'd also like to add, whilst waiting for the police oversight mechanism, an independent police oversight and accountability mechanism, there are, of course, existing mechanisms which the public can use when there are abuses, such as lodging a police report, which is what was done in the Pangkalan Chepa case, lodging reports to the Integrity and Standards Compliance Department, or JIPS, as it's popularly known within the Royal Malaysian Police Force. Also refer to the Enforcement Authorities Integrity Commission, or MACC. So these are avenues that one can avail.
Right. And with that, Dato' Sri Rama, thanks so much for joining and you know, joining us and speaking with us this evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure. That was Dato' Sri M. Ramachelvam, the chairman of the Bar Council's IPCMC Task Force. We're headed to the 7 o'clock news. Keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.